This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. A couple of podcasts ago, I noted that I took a walk about Zion. I quoted several verses from Psalm 48. Quote, "Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever." End quote. Well, my walk about Zion actually began in 2003. My wife and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary that year, and over that 30-year stretch, we had actually belonged to 5 different churches. Of those 5, 4 experienced either a complete collapse or a major failure of some kind. So I took to writing about it, and in my writings I noted that after 4 church failures, I felt like an orphan. Here's what I wrote. Quote, "On my worst days, I feel like I never want to have any part of organized religion again. But thank God that He never relents. He never gives up. A ray of sunlight broke through a crack in the hardening walls of my heart. It arrived in the form of a hope that in spite of what I see, God looks at His church much differently than I do." This fresh hope arrived, framed in the scripture referenced above, Psalm 48, a verse which had come to my attention a number of years ago. In this passage, the city called Zion speaks of King David's glorious city, the city of God set upon a hill in Jerusalem at the zenith of David's reign. But Zion also represents the church. It is the place where God manifests His presence. Here, the word of God goes forth and peace and joy abound because God reigns. This is a much more beautiful picture of the church than the one I possess. I now believe that God's charge to me in this hour of my life is to venture upon a curative quest. I'm going to walk about Zion in search of Christ, to seek for Him in the midst of His church. End quote. Now that's kind of an odd way of looking at things, but guess who I found in my walk about Zion? You're right. I found Jesus Christ, again, afresh, anew. He is in His church, wherever His church is found. On the road home from Culpeper, heading north on Route 28, I pass a pleasant-looking 2-story building just north of Catlett. That building houses the headquarters of a successful home-building company. Almost every time I drive by that building, my heart gets a warm glow. Do you wonder why? Because I happen to know that the founders of that company are my brothers in Christ. They're Mennonites. Oh, did I tell you I'm essentially a Calvinist? Every Saturday morning on Route 234 in Manassas, just east of the post office, faithful pro-lifers parade along the sidewalk carrying signs in front of our town's abortion clinic. If you get too close, you'll hear them praying the rosary. Guess what? These are my brothers and sisters in Christ. My heart swells with pride. New Covenant Fellowship, Cornerstone Presbyterian, Grace Life Community Church, Manassas St. Thomas Methodist, The Life Church, Crossway Fellowship, Reform Presbyterian Church, All Saints Catholic, Bethlehem Lutheran, Chapel Springs Church, Victory's Crossing. Yeah, I could go on. And you know what? I have Christian friends in all of these churches and more. So forget about this specialized, cutting-edge stuff. The church in her many forms is God's cutting edge. After 12 years in the failed shepherding movement and 3 more church failures and then my walk about Zion, I have come to embrace the idea that none of us have a corner on truth. We're about to jump into the Pilgrim Puritan story. I see the world much like they did. I probably identify with them as closely as I do to any group. And yet, I also see the danger of allowing my interpretation of Scripture to separate me from fellow believers. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.